if you want to text. Let's speak to Tony Clark. He's a long-term Cobblers fan, one-time director of the club too. Good evening, Tony.
Good evening, Rob.
How are you feeling?
I think like most Cobblers fans, we are extremely concerned about where the football club is going. The lack of communication leads to uncertainty. Uncertainty leads to instability, and those are not the conditions that are good for the business deal that needs to go through for the club to change hands, for the controlling interest to rest elsewhere and to answer all the questions that are not being answered. And I would say that this isn't just an issue of waiting for an answer from David Cardoza. The football club is a limited company. We need more statements from the board of directors, albeit that David and his father have a controlling interest. Because if we don't, we're going to get overtaken by events. And whether or not it's the council forcing the hand through calling the loan in, we've got to, as a town, and that means supporters, it means the board of directors, it means the council, have a plan. And we can't allow the football club to just carry on getting itself into ever more of a mess because of events.
Are you surprised by this, Tony?
Unfortunately not. I think that the lack of communication has been said over not just the last couple of months, but over perhaps the last 2 years has been very poor from the club, and that's something that I think has been very disruptive.
You're not the only one who's not surprised either. We've had a statement from David Cardoza. Do you want me to tell you what he said?
Yes.
He says, I'm not surprised by the announcement. My only surprise is the timing of it. We moved on to talks with the parties some time ago. The Indian consortium had a few months to move things forward, to conclude things, and it became apparent that they were not progressing matters. There are a number of other interested parties, and it became more and more apparent things were not proceeding with the Indian consortium. We then began talking to those other parties. We'd made significant progress, but the talks to a position where things are now well advanced.
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, let's talk in the round here. Whenever you have a transaction, you have a buyer and a seller. And the seller has to make the acquisition attractive, and the buyer has to look at and see whether or not they're getting good value for money. Now, when you've got instability, when you've got talk of court action, when you've got loans being called in, then potential buyers will do one or two things. They'll either walk away and say, not for me, or sometimes they'll be even more speculative and say, well, why should we pay 100% of the money when, if this business goes into administration, we can approach the administrator and pay 10%. And
Tony,
those are business decisions, transactions that are getting in the way of the football club prospering. It's a very attractive proposition, but only if it's sold well.
Let's speak to